This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Detail us quickly who did that outfit.
This? It's vintage. And I don't know who makes the skirt, but
that's your question,
Chase,
right? No, no.
That's your only question today. Oh, wow.
Okay, go ahead. First question.
Andy, I know as of a couple years ago, you were still living with lots of family around.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if that's still the case, like, in this movie. And I also know you were always hoping to learn to cook. Were you able to learn any of that for this movie?
I still live with family, or my family lives with me. I have an older and a younger brother, and they both live with me here in L.A. And then as far as the cooking, no. I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but it was a goal that I've set for myself. To take, like, some cooking classes, I can't make a grilled cheese. I'm no skills in the kitchen, so the film didn't rub off on me.
I can teach you that one.
Oh, really? The perfect grilled cheese sandwich? Thank you. It is a good line.
What are your criteria these days for choosing an acting role? And is your music career on hold, or do you try to strive for a balance between the two?
I actually just finished my record, which was sort of a two-year process in terms of writing and everything. And I think, in that sense, it's just about prioritizing. The last couple of years, I've really been sort of focused on acting, and I feel really lucky because great projects sort of keep coming my way. I guess the criteria that I look for, I mean, it gets increasingly difficult because when you have the privilege of working with someone like Diane, it's kind of like, well, where do you go from there? But it depends on the script and the character and just everybody involved, the other actors and director. I don't know. It's sort of just like a gut feeling. When you find something, you're like, yes, I want to sink my teeth into that.
Andy, any of the meddlesome mom moments in this movie ring true for you? Did you ever have your mother weigh in on boyfriends, et cetera?
No, I feel really lucky in a way, lucky or unlucky. I know my mom cares, but just not enough to really, like, meddle too much.
What about clothes or things like that? Did she ever drive you crazy with that?
No. I guess I have, like, sort of an atypical relationship with my mom for someone my age, because I think I started so young with the music thing, and I had my parents always on the road with me. So at a time when I think I should have been rebelling, like in high school, they were actually my best friends. They were the people I was closest to because they were on the road with me and going through this like crazy roller coaster experience with me. So my mom has never been like a big meddler, and isn't like extremely opinionated, or at least just doesn't voice it to me. She's sort of let me come into my own by myself, and I think that's just a testament to what my parents did in terms of raising us.
So you know? If you were Millie, would you have been driven completely crazy?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't really hard to sort of find that annoying grating factor from Diane's character, you know? It really did drive me batty.
Hi, Andy. What was your repartee like with Diane? I mean, was there a lot of rehearsal? And also, how awkward was the scene where all you guys are in your underwear?
Oh, God. Meeting Diane, I was completely nervous. I remember walking into Michael Lehman's office during pre-production and sort of shaking her hand for the first time and being completely in awe and nervous, like, how am I going to pretend like she's my mother? Like, I love her so much, she's on a pedestal anyway, so I sort of tried to use that a little bit. She, just like any other co-star, you just sort of get to know each other and everybody sort of opens up. And I think it was nice having Lauren and Piper there a lot because all girls, we just wanted to be gossipy and talk about shopping and clothes and boys and all that stuff. And the scene with us in our underwear was particularly difficult because we kept going back and forth between, you know, Piper was fine. She was the one, I think, right off the bat that was like, yeah, that's all right. I'll be in a thong. I don't care. And Lauren and I were petrified and kept going back and forth between, like, should we have body doubles? Should we do it ourselves? Like, I'm super self-conscious. And what girl really feels comfortable about being on a gigantic movie screen with, like, her butt there? Like, just everything is in full view. But in the end, we all decided just to dive right in and go for it. Why not, you know? I'm embarrassed of it, but, you know, it's over.
Were there any scenes where you couldn't keep keep yourself from laughing at any point, where either with Diane, like yelling back and forth at each other, or sitting on the couch, or anything like that?
At first, I don't know about scenes where I couldn't contain myself from laughing. I mean, there are always those moments where sometimes there's something funny that's said right before the camera rolls, and you just can't get it out of your head, and you're you feel so unprofessional because you keep laughing and cracking up during a scene. I think the scene I felt like kind of the most uncomfortable and awkward in front of everyone at first was, you know, describing the orgasm. That was a little, it took a little getting used to just kind of jump into that. But, you know, once you do got a couple takes under your belt, it's fine.
Well, I was going to ask you about the orgasm. I wondered if you added to it or if it was all written out.
It was kind of all written out, but it was sort of written in a way where, obviously, she was kind of finding her words and finding the right way to sort of approach it with her mother. So I think I kind of infused a little bit of myself in there as well.
And I wanted to also ask you if you based this on anyone. You reminded me of Rachel Ray. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's...
Rachel Ray, the chef?
Yes, the chef.
Really?
Yeah, well,
I like her.
Personality-wise, I just wondered if you had thought or created it by basing it on someone.
No, I didn't really base it on anybody. I mean, obviously, I think every character you bring as much to yourself as you can, as much of yourself, rather, to the role as you can. Mm-hmm. And I liked that about Mel. I found a lot of myself in her, in terms of, I really feel like she's at this crossroads in her life of becoming a woman and someone that's always been like very focused on her career and rightfully so, and just sort of hasn't gotten the love department quite right yet. So I sort of felt myself relating to her in that sense.
Hi. A lot of times singers don't like actually singing in movies.
I know, I don't.
But your character belted a few out.
Yeah.
So did they kind of add that at the last minute, or were you hesitant about it?
I'm always a little bit hesitant because I think it's important, for me at least, to sort of keep them sort of as separate as possible. But Diane was all for it, and I was like, okay, if Diane wants to do it, I'll do it. But I actually had a lot of fun. It was sort of a different experience because we all had to rehearse together, and then we went in the studio together to record it, and I've never been so nervous to sing in front of people before. It was an interesting experience, but it was so much fun to actually, like, shoot the numbers in the film. We had a great time working out our harmonies and everything. Felt like we were in, like, a girl group.
Tangent for a second. Could you talk a little bit about working on Entourage? And also, how did you end up watching those episodes? Did you watch with friends? You know, was that...
I did watch with friends. It was very strange. They just approached me to do a couple episodes of the show, and it was right after the first season had finished airing, and I loved the show. I was a huge fan of it, and I had no idea that it was... Because it was really, like, the second season where it completely opened up and people became, like, obsessed with the show. And I just thought it would be fun to sort of go on and kind of play a weird version of myself, I guess. But I had a great time doing it. They're all such wonderful people, and it was kind of nice being the only girl with all the guys. I liked that. But I'm a huge fan of the show, and I really had a lot of fun doing it.
Man, you're looking forward to the Sundance, the whole Sundance experience. And can you talk a little bit about the film that is being screened there? The character you're playing.
Yeah, I had my one and only Sundance experience is with a movie called Saved that I did, and we just had such a blast there. So I have fond memories of Sundance, and this movie is called Dedication. It's with Billy Crudup and Tom Wilkinson and Diane Wiest, and I play a children's book illustrator to Billy Crudup's children's book author, and we're sort of this team, this duo. And it's just like this slice of life movie. I don't know, it's really kind of weird to explain, but I'm proud of the movie, and it's a pretty different role for me, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
I do.
I think I had the most fun making a movie with Dedication, just because you knew that it was a passion project for everyone involved, and we had X amount of days to shoot New York in the cold, no trailers, just sort of kind of doing it guerrilla style in a way. We just, like... You know, we had, like, two takes, each different angle. It's like you really had to sort of be on your game, and everyone was there for the right reasons. So I loved it. Yeah.
Patty, with each movie you do, you seem to prove something new that you can do.
Really?
Yeah, you can play romance lead, can play comedy, can play bitch.
Most importantly.
What do you still feel for you want to prove?
I definitely am looking to do some more dramatic roles, and I don't know. I kind of, like I was explaining before, it's sort of a gut feeling when you read a script. You're like, that I really feel will challenge me, and that I want to sink my teeth into. I'd love to do a period piece. I don't know. It's like, I'm just getting started, and, you know, I feel like there's a whole wealth of options out there to try my hand at.
I was reading through some of our older interviews
in
preparation for this.
Oh, no.
To follow up, do you still have your three dogs, and have you made any steps towards more travels or studies like journalism?
My parents now have adopted the three dogs. They sort of fell in love with them, and my parents live in Florida, so they have the dogs now. And then in terms of the studying and journalism, no, I haven't really made any moves forward in that department either. God. I feel like a failure. List of things I want to accomplish before I'm 30 and I'm like falling behind.
Do you miss the dogs?
I do, but I visit my parents quite a bit, so I get to see them a lot.
What's going on with Emblem, your fashion line?
It's plugging along. It's doing very well. I'm still having fun designing pieces, and spring is just about to come out and just about to ship, and
did
I don't
you
know.
Any in the movie?
I did. I did wear a couple pieces in the movie. I'm trying to think of where. And also, Piper and Lauren, I think, wore some as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could you pinpoint
what scene? Oh, I can't. Now I'm drawing a blank. I can find out for you, though. But yeah, they were very nice to
oblige. What about that laugh? That snort laugh? Was that
that was the bane of my existence. Yes, it was scripted. I was like, oh. And Michael kept referencing at the Sandra Bullock movie where she kind of does a snort. I haven't seen that, so he was like, you know, like what she does in Miss Congeniality, and I didn't really have a frame of reference, so, but yeah, that was kind of the bane of my existence, because like, we want it, you know, sillier and goofier, and for some reason, I felt completely awkward and embarrassed to just, like, come out with this sort of unnatural laugh, but, you know, I was doing ADR, like, laughing for 10 minutes, you know, trying to find the perfect laugh, so. Who knows? Who knows how it's all pieced together in the end now?
What kind of music is on the new album?
Sorry, I'm so excited about it. I co-wrote the whole record with everyone from, like, a lot of artists, singer-songwriters that I love. The Weepies, Laurie McKenna, Rachel Yamagata, Chantal Kreviazic, people that I just have so much admiration and respect for, and it's a really sort of organic record. I would say it's sort of folky pop. I don't know. I just, I've been so immersed in it. I went away to Woodstock, New York for 2 months this fall and just completely threw myself headfirst into it and had probably the most like creatively fulfilling experience I've ever had doing anything. And it's been this passion project of mine. I've been writing for 2 years and I think it's a completely different side of me musically than people maybe are expecting or have come to know from my past efforts.
When's that coming out?
Sometime in April or May.
Why Woodstock? That's so interesting. Is it because of history or because somebody lived there?
Well, I love fall on the East Coast, and I wanted to be out of L.A. and not necessarily be in the city. And a friend of mine had recorded at this studio and said it was, like, the most inspiring place, and it was. I mean, it was this 45-foot like ceilings, this old monastery that they had converted into a studio with like floor-to-ceiling windows that just overlooked the Catskills. So every day I was like watching the leaves change a little bit more and singing this music that I had, you know, it's so personal and so vulnerable. I mean, it was just the coolest experience.
So in the movie you're dating two boys.
I know. Lucky girl.
Better kisser.
That's not fair. Then they find out. You guys are like, oh, Gabriel, she's it. No. They were both equally fantastic. That's always such a nice perk of a movie. You're like, ooh. Yeah, as they should be. Wonderful and unique in their own way. Isn't that a politically correct answer?
Yeah, last question.
Can you talk about your writing process when you're writing lyrics?
Oh, sure. It just sort of depends. I carry around like a little journal with me, a little like moleskin notebook and a pen, and just write all the time. Not necessarily like actually sitting down and writing lyrics, just like freeform writing, whatever's going on in my mind. I write a lot on airplanes, actually, because it's completely isolating. There's no one to talk to. There's nothing to do. And then it's I think a lot of it sort of comes out sitting down with the people that I'm co-writing with and sort of talking to them about what I'm going through and what I want to say, and it just sort of happens. I mean, every process, every song came about in a completely different yet organic way.
Does that album define who you are now as a person, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's my words. And I'm not quite sure how to navigate talking about it because it is so vulnerable. It's what I've gone through in the past 2 years of my life, you know, ups and downs and love and heartbreak and all that stuff. So, and sort of figuring out who I am amongst everything. So yeah, I think it's really telling of who I am and the path that I'm headed on. Hopefully.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Nah, I'm not one to make resolutions because I know I'll always disappoint myself and break them. So I'm just, I've set goals for myself, like the cooking. I've started guitar lessons and I want to continue with that. I want to start taking French class again because I took French in high school and I really...
Why French?
Because I took French in high school and I just loved the language. Like, I loved conjugating verbs when I was taking French. Like, just crazy. So I really want to get back into that, and I'd love to, like, take a couple months in the next couple years and just move to Paris and live there and, I don't know, write the next record or just live life.
In Paris?
In Paris, yeah.
Getting psyched for Idol.
Yes! It starts in like a week and a half. Oh, are you kidding,
are you
dude?
A huge fan, huh?
Huge Idol fan.
You want to be a judge on the show? Is that,
No, because I feel like that would taint my whole idea of the show. I don't want to know what goes on behind the scenes. I just want to watch at home and vote afterwards.
Who did you root for last year?
Taylor, all the way.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Please. He was amazing. I went to the finale, and I was like a kid in an NSYNC concert. I was like jumping up and down. I was so excited. Yeah, I'm a nerdy Idol fan.